This Qatar 2022 World Cup update is powered by Ibom Heritage, highlighting the story, history, journey, and culture of the Kwaibom people.
The action never stops. The second Sunday since the World Cup had begun saw another four blockbuster fixtures. Good morning and welcome to World Cup Rush, powered by Ibom Heritage. I'm the Mighty George, reporting live from Qatar, and I'm here to tell you all about what happened on Sunday. The first half between the Blue Samurai and Los Ticos, that's Japan and Costa Rica, was not the greatest of halves, as it became the 25th game of the tournament to see a barren first half. But in injury time, a certain Keisha Fuller, a Costa Rican right back, stepped up to score what would be a winner. And so it was. It took 184 minutes and 11 seconds for Costa Rica to attempt a shot on target, and it came from an improbable scorer. Costa Rica has so far at the World Cup, one shot on target, two games and 3 points. Regardless, the Japanese fans still stayed up to clean the stadium after the game. Oh, shocked, right? Well, that's the spirit of the Japanese. They do that whether they win or they lose. I caught up with a Costa Rica fan named Juan later on after the win against Japan, and he's optimistic that a result can favor them against Germany in the final game of the group to see them progress to the next round.
My name is Juan from Costa Rica. Yeah, we have the first win in the tournament. Oh, the next one is Germany, and they have 1 point. We have 3, so it's possible. We love to do it. And see what happens.
And so the second game of the day started in fantastic fashion, and Morocco went eyeball to eyeball with tournament favorites Belgium, a battle of and Africa's second best team. The first half also ended goalless after an Hakim Ziyech free kick goal was cancelled by the video assistant referee, VAR, and that's no thanks to an interference by a teammate, even though he didn't touch the ball. Well, that's another controversy at the World Cup. Well, after the break, Belgium did not look like a team that improved as Morocco took the game to them. And after 73 minutes of knocking on the Red Devils' door, it was finally opened with a first goal from a direct free kick by substitute Sabiri, who came on for Hakimi. Morocco weren't done yet as Aboukar placed a cherry on the pie with a sumptuous finish, meeting a Ziyech pass to put the game to bed in the 92nd minute. Belgium coach Roberto Martinez said after the game that it was more of the mentality of the boys than the technicality of the team that saw them fall to the Moroccans.
It's more a mindset. I don't think it's a lack of quality. I don't think it's a technical aspect. I thought we played a lot better on the ball today than we did against Canada, and we got in really, really beneficial positions. Then that next pass was missing, that link-up was missing. In the final third, we couldn't find that spare man. And I do think that is because we played with a fear of losing. It's difficult to see, because in the last 6 years, we are a team that we always find opportunities to score. We scored goals in almost, I think it's 50 games consecutively, apart from the Holland game, and now that we never find the back of the net. And it comes through the responsibility that the players, they work so hard for each other off the ball, and then on the ball I don't see that enjoyment. And that's what we need to work. We need to work on, we're preparing the next game, and we need to be ourselves. And probably now we're in a situation that we got nothing to lose anymore. It's something to win. If we win against Croatia, we can qualify and be in the World Cup, and that would be a real start of us in the, because as you know, the talent is there, and the quality in front of goal always been there. It's one probably the strengths of our team.
Miragui is yet to concede in 6 games since he became Morocco's manager, and the Atlas Lions have now gone over 10 hours in all competitions without conceding, doing so the last time being in June 2022. Only Morocco and Poland have played 2 matches without conceding at this year's World Cup, and Spain could join. Yes, Spain did, as we awaited what Spain would do to also be among those yet to concede. Well, it was Morocco's first win at the World Cup since 1998 versus Scotland 3-0, and they are the first Arab nation to win a European team at the World Cup since Morocco themselves did so in 1998. Well, that's 2 games down, 2 more to go. In the third game of the day, it was 2 teams that had a disappointing first game of the World Cup. 2018 finalists Croatia took on Canada, who were making their return after 36 years at the biggest stage. While Canada had lost their first game to Belgium, Croatia failed to get a win against Morocco. And after 362 goalless minutes of play at the World Cup, Les Rouges of Canada finally got their goal through a likely goal scorer, Alphonso David, who was culpable for a penalty miss against Belgium in their Group F opener. It was Canada's first ever World Cup goal, and it came just 67 seconds into the match. That's the fastest goal at this year's World Cup. Things turned around for the worse for the Canadian side, as in the 36th minute, Kramaric brought Croatia back in the game, and later in the 44th, it was Livadia who made it 2 for Croatia, and the joy of scoring a first ever World Cup goal was short-lived by Canada. In the second half, it was the sheer quality of the 2018 runners-up that actually taught Canada a lesson, leaving no chance for a comeback. With a midfield trail, bossing things and controlling the match, Kramaric had his second of the game and Croatia's third to join the league of players to register a brace at the World Cup. And later on, it was Maier who made it 4 in the 4th minute of added time, just minutes after coming on for Kovacic, who was absolutely fantastic, creating the most chances and making the most tackles by any Croatia player on the pitch, and even dropped a passing accuracy of 93%. The game ended 4-1 in favor of Croatia, who now have 4 points and go on top of Group F. And for Canada, they no longer can make it to the round of 16. Well, here's what the fans had to say right after that result.
I think we lost the plot after the first goal. We got a bit too carried away, and the quality of Croatia showed. You know, you're down 3-1 and you're pushing for any sort of goal, the likelihood you can see the fourth is high. That's what happened. It's a shame that we didn't get a point out of Belgium, because this wouldn't have meant as much. You know, but overall, it's a first World Cup. It's a second game against 2 of the best teams in the world. And you learn from these. So hopefully, you know, next time they're back at the big dance, it's a bit better. I mean, Morocco has shown that they're a good team, but definitely undervalued, I think, coming into the tournament. I would expect Canada to feel maybe not their starting 11, maybe a few kind of backup players, but expect them to still put in a shift because it means something personally to them. I like to think that we get out of that game with at least a 1-1 draw.
Canada! Canada! Canada!
But we'll have to see about that. Germany themselves were on the brink of elimination from the World Cup as they took on 2010 champion Spain. Substitute Niklas Füllkrug's long-range strike late in the second half secured Germany a valuable 1-1 draw against Spain in the last game of the day, the Group E showdown that many have been waiting for, a result which has left the group wide open. Earlier on, Alvaro Morata beat his marker and flicked the ball in the near post past goalkeeper Manuel Neuer, following a low cross from Jordi Alba in the 62nd minute to give Spain the lead. But Füllkrug leveled in the 83rd minute, smashing home a loose ball inside the box. Spain, as it is, topped the standings with 4 points and now need only a draw in their final group game against Japan to progress. A win would send them through to the knockout round in first place. What a rush. Today is the final day of the second leg matches of the World Cup group games. We've seen 2 teams knocked out. That's Canada and Qatar, while only 1 team has progressed so far, defending champions, France. More teams will definitely leave today as we look forward to 4 good games build for a mesmerizing Monday as Cameroon needing a win against Serbia. That will be the first game in Group G by 11 a.m. Nigerian time. The next will see South Korea versus Ghana, who fell to Portugal in their first game. And the man who will be at the center of that match is Premier League referee Anthony Taylor. And it goes down at the Education City Stadium. Brazil, the number one favorites, are without Neymar, and they take on Switzerland, who are hoping to make a mark at this tournament. And the day ends with a Portugal versus Uruguay game, with all eyes on the iconic Cristiano Ronaldo at the Lusail's iconic stadium by 8 p.m. Who's your money on? Why don't you tweet at I Am Mighty George with your predictions? Make sure you copy at Ibom Heritage, and some lucky people will get rewarded.
Beto! Beto! This way! This way! Beto!
Well, you might not know, but he is already viral. And as he goes viral, his spot at the Soak or Fief later turned into a favorite stopover for fans looking to get around Doha. This time, they're cheering on this volunteer who has the iconic lines, Metro, Metro, and also responds this way as he guides fans through the megaphone. Well, he's not the only one doing that right now. In case you don't know, fans are made to walk to the Metro every time after the game ends. This Metro man, whose real name is Abu Bakar Abar, has opened his own TikTok account, garnering over 40,000 followers as of yesterday. Comments of support have poured in on each of his videos, with one user joking, "This is my new ringtone." Definitely you have to be in Qatar to understand what's going on, but fans all over who are used to taking the Metro are also used to hearing, "Metro, Metro, this way, this way." I've also witnessed that myself. Well, the Metro man, who was lucky to be the one recorded by fans and posted on TikTok, was a special guest in the England vs. USA game and has recently been awarded with cash prize, cash sums, and gifts by the local organizing committee of the Qatar 2022 World Cup. And that's for his dedication to service, being one of many volunteers who have done a great job right here in Qatar to ensure that fans are well guided and all questions are answered. The volunteers, I must say, are predominantly, wait for it, Kenyan, Sudanese. We have Indians as well as part of these volunteers. I can hardly find Nigerians on the volunteer roster. Maybe they're somewhere else, not by the metros or not by the fan packs. But surely the Kenyans are doing themselves proud. I sign out this morning by decrying the show of shame that went down in Brussels after Morocco defeated Belgium. According to reports by the BBC, this fracas ensued when Moroccan fans celebrated their 2-0 win over Belgium in Brussels, the capital of Belgium. And the celebrations turned ugly because they reportedly destroyed shops and set some cars ablaze while celebrating. Well, whoever is responsible, whether it's the Belgian fans right there in Brussels that attacked them, it is quite shameful, and these are not things that are supposed to happen in the World Cup. It's supposed to be a celebration moment and not one for riots. Now let's hope it is not going to happen again, not just for the duration of this World Cup, but in future tournaments and sports in general. Well, that's the size of the podcast this morning. Thank you very much. Join me same time for another edition of World Cup Rush, powered by Ibom Heritage, live from Qatar, venue of the 2022 FIFA World Cup, with yours sincerely, the Mighty George. Shukran. What a rush.